Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We're at the midway point in this week's global transmission against tyranny. It is Wednesday, the 28th day of March 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. Wow, what a big broadcast lined up today. I've got Houthi militia acquitted. Doesn't mean they're going to be getting out of jail. Dovetailing with Italian newspaper, the supposed Jewish school shooting patsy worked for French intelligence, as if I needed to have a newspaper telling me that. All the earmarks are there. And now even the French news is saying government knew and may have been involved, and that he didn't shoot the video of the shooting that was magically given to Al Jazeera. No, French intelligence did that, or Israeli intelligence. But generally, the French will only do something if they're running it. They're well known for being very territorial in their crimes. This is perfect for Sarkozy's reelection. Le Pen was, of course, ahead of him. And so instead of just arresting her, making up some prostitution rape charges like they did on Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who was way ahead in the polls. By the way, it turned out all that was fake, but they've re-indicted him again on some garbage. Pimping, they're calling it, because he at least let her in the room, even though she was a maid. Took the whole thing as a setup. Well, it doesn't look like. We know the whole thing's a setup, but the question is, how deep does it go? So we've got that report, and those two go together. Also, our report that we put out last night is up on the Drudge Report. Fear of radiation treated as psychiatric disorder, but the newspapers in Japan, we've got links to them here out of the Irish Examiner, are reporting reactor radiation fatally high, radiation sickness, people dying, but you don't get medical treatment, and you don't get a compensation from Tokyo Electric Power. They just tell you you're mentally ill, kind of like our trips. They're ordered to blow up Kamishia, full of U.S. and European-sold nerve gas. There's a big mushroom cloud. It rains down. Radiation detectors go off in Kuwait and Iraq. The chemical tape turns black with the stripes on it. They tell them, that's a false alarm. No need to put on the hazmat gear. By the way, enjoy your brainstem rotting. When you go in to get some medical treatment, we're going to tell you you're mentally ill and give you some Prozac and take your Second Amendment away. But it doesn't stop there. When you die and you sign that form to have part of your paycheck taken out all those years in the military, so your wife or your husband, your widow or widower gets that money, the insurance company's going to keep it. They signed a secret agreement with the Department of Defense in 1999 to take your money. Ha, ha, ha. Because good people run the federal government. There is no federal government. It's a hijacked criminal conduit for offshore banks to absolutely rape this country 5,000 ways from Sunday. And I get a little cynical, a little angry about it. But what am I supposed to do? I'm out here risking my life, my name, my treasure. I have to face all sorts of stuff every day I don't even talk about on air. I know how real the New World Order is because they've tried to buy me off. They threatened me. They physically attacked me. My life has been like a movie. The whole thing beyond fiction, beyond reality, is stranger than fiction. And so no one would believe any of it. No one would believe that they take the baby parts and put them in cosmetics, not in China, as they've done for 20 years, but now the U.S. does it. Of course, it's all admitted. Who would believe that PepsiCo products have fetal parts in them or the vaccines? When I saw that last year about PepsiCo and the fetal tissue, I didn't even believe it, and I went and read the federal court case, and PepsiCo admits it and has blocked release of it even to their shareholders. The details of exactly the flavor secret. I mean, when I can't even believe it and it's true, we're not in Kansas anymore. Imagine what we don't know. Okay, big news coming up, big guest. I'll tell you all about it on the other side. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, the 28th day of March, 2012. If you're joining us, listening on XM Channel 166, blasting out on over 100 AM and FM of wonderful affiliates, number one on the talk radio podcast and audio streams, Infowars.com, and streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, here's what's coming up today that I'm getting into a boil down of the news, and then I'll get into the first story and spend all day on that. But all of it's at Infowars.com. Bob Fletcher. It's one of those guests that you always want to get on, and then for some reason it falls through the cracks. When I was watching Access TV in 1993, 1994, and watching locals talking about the New World Order and videotapes being mailed into town from different Access facilities around the country with other investigative reporters, grassroots level fighting tyranny, Agenda 21, New World Order, everything. It's incredible how accurate all those folks were. I remember seeing people airing Bob Fletcher videos that were just Bob Fletcher sitting there in front of a map explaining they're releasing aluminum dioxide, barium salts to alter the atmosphere. They're going to hand the Panama Canal over to the communist Chinese. Then they'll break things into these regions. He's the first person I heard talk about how there was an ongoing weather manipulation thing. And then the last decade or so, I hardly ever hear of Bob Fletcher, even though he's doing important work. And I thought about Bob Fletcher the other day. And I went to his website, and I sent it to my producer, because I know I'd done it with past producers, said get Bob Pletcher on, and for some reason fell through the cracks. Well, guess what? Within hours, he responded. He's a businessman, investigator, you name it. And he's on the show for his maiden visit with us. And he's one of those guys who's just been dead on and is, frankly, little known by new generations of people that are awake. I never hear about Bob Pletcher. And he's just so dead on and taught me so much. Because locals, a lot of them, I don't even know their names. A lot of people would just quietly go down there. Well, actually do know a few of their names, but they never wanted to be known. And they would just put videos on. I mean, I remember what finally got me up off my hind end was I'd seen Waco take place. I was trying to intern in radio. I was trying to take RTF. It was worthless at the college, teaching me nothing. I was already just separately able to get a few voiceover jobs just by trying and doing copying commercials I'd heard on my cousin's sound system and then mailing it to different radio stations. I'd got a few voiceover jobs. And I was watching Access TV 1 week after Oklahoma City, and they were airing the local newscast here in Austin that they had taped, and the network of patriots had mailed down from Oklahoma City to Austin. And I was watching the police remove the bombs. The governor said there were bombs. I was then watching the newscast weeks later, being threatened, being told to shut up. I was watching all of this, that the feds had been there the day before and been caught lying about it. And I said, that's it. I've got to go do an Access TV show. And the reason at the start of the show I tell that story and digress before I get to the news is just an example of how people who just wanted to tell the truth and didn't even want to be in the media were airing these tapes. And then somebody like myself, ripples in the water, that information hit, activated me because I was already historically awake and knew what governments had done in the past because I was into history. I wasn't really reading a lot of fiction. I was into history. And so I knew this stuff had happened before, so I recognized it instantly. And I was already trying to get on talk radio and stuff, you know, when I was like 20 years old, and I did by 21, because I wanted to defend the Second Amendment. I knew they were taking people's property in Austin and other areas for fake environmental reasons. I wanted to fight that. Again, more of a mainline conservative, constitutionalist type. But then I was seeing the Branch Davidians interviewed by Mike Hansen and Jeff Davis in 94, 95. And they were talking about how they were shooting the kids in there, the feds, and telling them come out and then shooting them when they were trying to come out with their hands up. And I was seeing flare footage aired on Access that had never been seen anywhere, that had been leaked out. And then later, of course, it was released to Congress, and it was on the news of the military shooting the people. And then the news said, well, you're not seeing what you think you're seeing, even though it was the troops behind the tanks with their machine guns, infantry shooting people trying to run out, Christmas tree flashes. You know, it was all there. Looks like Christmas trees coming off, you know, the jagged shape. You know, at the barrel end with a flare flash, it looks like the trunk of the Christmas tree at the base. Then it comes out, and then it jagged edge like a Christmas tree. And you see the troops piling out. You see them moving in with the tanks as cover, shooting the people. You see people coming out, being shot. You see the tanks running over their bodies. And I was seeing all this and then watching the news call people conspiracy theorists that said that's what this footage showed. And then I saw the shows getting generals on via the telephone, retired generals like Parton, saying, no, that's an infantry maneuver. And then I saw people dig up footage of flare footage in other wars, Desert Storm, that had just happened a few years before, and watching the Christmas tree flashes and the troops. And I was like, wow, the government really murdered those people, and the media is lying to everybody. And here we are all these years later, and the world government's out in the open, the foreign banks are robbing everybody, Corzine's robbing everybody publicly, George Soros is robbing everyone publicly. Media Matters is now going after the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge and those guys better watch out, because, I mean, Media Matters is a vicious group. They're not just a bunch of liberals prancing around, you know, trying to shut down media. They are dangerous, as their memos show. Now, they want to infiltrate groups, private investigators, all of it. I've got my suspicions about who's been doing stuff here locally that I won't even get into, but that's in the news. They were forced to apologize, though, because they got caught with their pants down. I'm going to get into that. Heaven help us. A criminal conviction of Soros has been upheld in France. That's the second such upheld. I've got an article about that at Infowars.com. Soros criminal convictions exposes human rights scam. That's just some of what we're going to cover here today. Let me just now mention what we've got here in the stack. Mysterious booms return to Clintonville, and they're louder this time. I'm about to send reporters to Clintonville. The problem is I've got reporters in Arizona right now. I'll just leave it at that. I've only got one more group of people I could send, and then I won't have but two people to run the TV show. So that's why we're about to hire a couple more reporters and some more radio editors and graphics people. We're looking at the funds. We think we have it, thanks to your support, because I've just got to get a bit bigger reporter team, and you're going to see more field action. Bilderberg's coming up. I'm looking at attending this year. That is covering it, attending the protest. Okay, I'm already digressing. Mysterious booms return to Clintonville, and they're louder this time. Pentagon has no records of Osama bin Laden's death. The CIA and administration stonewall request to even say that there's reports that are classified. They just say there is no record, period, even in classification. Yeah, because there's no record of the Easter Bunny existing either. Continuing, they've shifted in the last week from getting everybody ready for the health care law, because if you don't know the Supreme Court's controlled, like a Don King boxing match, you're naive. But the Supreme Court, they were saying last week, was set to rule that socialist health care is kosher. Really fascist health care, they call it socialist health care. It's even worse than socialist health care. And I'm going to be getting into that, but now they're saying it looks like that it's going to get shot down. Don't hold your breath, but let's pray and cross our fingers and wish on a lucky star there. But Ron Paul's usually right. He's got better sources than we do, and he says, looks like it's probably going to be ruled that it's constitutional. And he said that back when folks thought it was going to be shot down in Congress. He said months before, no, they got the votes. It's going to pass. And he's right about 95% of the time. I hope this is the 5% where Paul is wrong. I really, 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 really do. I told you he was playing possum because it was to take air out of all the states suing and power plants pointing out corruption. Just like Obama said, I'm not going to sign the NDAA to kill opposition. Oh, let it pass. He's not going to sign that. I told you he would sign it probably late on one weekend evening. He did it last day of the year in the evening, New Year's Eve, little present. Little sneak attack. That's what criminals do. They attack in the dark. They strike when you're not looking. Wolves come in the dark. Same thing. I told you it is not a victory 6 months ago when he said, okay, no carbon taxes, because Congress was threatening to pass a law saying he couldn't do it and blocking his out-of-control executive power grabs. And I said, it's pure possum. They've already got the older regulations he's instituted by fiat, already shutting down new ones being opened, like in Corpus Christi, a $3 billion facility. So we got to buy our power from Mexico now here in Texas in many cases, and they're starting to have blackouts. I told you he'd be back, and he'd start shutting the new power plants down and old ones. Well, he is back, and he's doing it by fiat, as we told you they would. And again, why did they do that? Why did they say this is not an assault? Come out with your hands up at Waco. It's a standard military attack procedure, because even if it only works on 5% of the trenches, you're rolling up in tanks in an infantry attack, you got bullhorns blasting, this is not an assault, put your hands up, we're friends. And as your hands go up, you jump in and shoot them and bayonet them. And they found that a certain percentage will just hands up. The Davidians came out with their hands up, they were mowed down. Same thing, Obama says, okay, cease fire, I'm your friend. Rolls forward with the attack. It's all military attack. It's all military mind. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's a man going around taking names.
Okay, coming up.
And he decides who to free. And
County 2012 executive joked about keeping $900,000 donation of $1 million donation for themselves. We've got the mystery booms coming up. I want to get some into that. We've got a bunch of new Trayvon Martin news. There, people are even protesting in Austin about it. I meant to get to this yesterday. There's been new developments. I will cover it before this hour is over. We've got the news that I want to get into on the government takeover of healthcare and that ruling. where it looked like the media was getting folks ready for the ruling to say it was constitutional. Now they're saying that it looks like the court will go the other direction. Wow, this is a real nail-biter. But I'm going to go over some of what the justices are saying there. As bad as the Supreme Court is, and the fact that there isn't any difference between the two parties at the top levels on average, the Supreme Court conservative justices did rule the Second Amendment's an individual right, and they have been ruling better on property rights and things than the Democratic-appointed ones. You see, the Democrats are like going 100 miles an hour off the edge of the cliff towards tyranny, and packaging as liberal and loving. And the Republicans are going about 80 miles an hour over the cliff. But I've really been analyzing things, and I can see how on the surface I was a Republican 18 years ago. Because on the surface it's like, oh, they're better. But that's the loyal opposition. But I think the system knows that if they would have said there's no individual right, people aren't turning their guns in. Just like it was the line in the sand in 1776. The British were coming in and taking people's private property. They were raping people's wives. They were engaged in all sorts of corruption, and folks were putting up with it. But when they came to take the guns, it's just like, you know what? That's it. Come and take it. Barrel in first. For 20-plus years, colonists and people from the United States after that were coming into Mexico. That was Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and other areas. And they were getting land grants because they were allowed to own guns. And then as soon as Santa Anna took over and set up a dictatorship and said, I'm taking everybody's guns all over Mexico, there were uprisings all over Mexico. Guatemala had an uprising and broke off over gun confiscation. It wasn't just up here. You're not taught that in the history books. There were uprisings in central Mexico. He put those down. There were uprisings in what was central Mexico, which is northern Mexico today. Everything turns into a history lesson because history is everything. Those that don't know it are doomed to repeat it. Those that know it have the compass of the future and the present. Humans act the same over and over again. And they told my ancestor, Santa Anna, said, you're going to turn all your guns in. And my ancestors said, no, come and take the guns. And they did come. And the war started. And I know the system understands that. They've done the psychological actuaries. They know. They know that's what it is. So the Supreme Court, because I'll guarantee you watching them, if they would have known people would have gone along with a gun ban, a restriction, they would have pulled the trigger. Pun intended. But they can't do it because the system knows that's the line in the sand. And 5 million guns are being sold on average every month. Previous records were 1.5 million. You see that exponential parabolic armament curve, and the surveys are out there. People say, I don't trust the government. I don't trust the president. I'm getting ready to defend myself. The American people are at DEFCON 2. And the New World Order bankers sitting offshore who make 40-to-1 bets and lose and steal private people's money and are so above the law they've gotten away with it. They want to march the military and the police up against the American people. Do you have any idea what the American people will do compared to the Afghans or the Iraqis or any of these folks? I mean, do you have any idea that the American people you're going to be fighting are the 30 million veterans who do not care about dying one bit? The only thing holding back the American people is they don't want to kill police. The average American is smart and is like, well, what does it do if I just go out and start popping police? What does it do if I just go open fire on the Capitol? That's why all the elite, the bankers, are all basically resigning, 90%+ of them, and all buying armored redoubts in rural areas of the world. Because they know. They know. The only so I'm trying to stop an armed revolt here. And I'm telling you, it's close. It's very close. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget the Infowars.com nightly news, 7 o'clock each evening at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, I want to explain something here to everybody of what's happening. The globalist play nations, groups, races, religions off against each other in a global scientific system that they call the New World Order. It's really just the model of the British Empire, the great game, divide and conquer, on a wider scale. They are establishing global governance, global taxation, global carbon taxes. But the only way these offshore megabanks can do that is by getting the nation states to accept their fiat currency. These six megabanks literally issue the currency. We pay them to have money, when money is only supposed to be a symbol of exchange of goods, so you're not just having to go through barter, but you can have the marketplace work better. But when money itself becomes the energy source, it allows these elites to basically have a spinning wheel that produces gold. And it's not going to be long until they take over the society. It's so simple. A bunch of Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff types literally run things. That's what Corzine is, just even bigger. That's what the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, George Soros, it's all coming out in court. The Rothschilds sued a major newspaper saying we're not kingpins, we don't have front companies, we're not controlling Russian oligarchs. And it all came out in court, even though they had the power. The judge didn't go along with the globalist control. Boy, I wonder what they're going to do to him. And said, you lied to me, Rothschilds. This is all true. And now a judge, twice in a row, two different federal judges, have said the Hatari thing is all made up. Release this so-called group that was going to wage war against the government. Same deal again. I told you it was French intelligence 2 days into it with the French shooting because it had all the earmarks. It's always the same. If I'm out by the lake and see a snake swimming along, how do I know it's a snake? I've seen snakes in the water 100 times or more. I mean, it's really simple what's going on here. I'm going to go over that and tie the French shooting with the Hatari militia with Trayvon Martin. I'm going to do that right now to show you how the social engineers are manipulating. Daily Mail. Michigan militia are cleared of plotting to overthrow government despite massive undercover FBI operation. Judge rules that offensive remarks did not amount to a conspiracy against the government. Clears the group of plotting to kill a police officer. Only a few gun charges remain against militia leader and his son. But they always do the gun charges. This happened with the Branch Davidians. They were found not guilty of the conspiracy to kill federal agents, all of it. But then they found them guilty of using guns in the commission of a crime, even though they were found not guilty of the crime. And the Supreme Court ordered that the Branch Davidians released. The Justice Department didn't do it for 6 years. I covered that case. I went and bullhorned Walter Smith, who heard the criminal trial and the civil, which he's supposed to recuse himself. I went and bullhorned him. I got phone calls and was told to stop doing it and to stop talking about it. And next, I had 4 guys in a parking lot physically attack me, telling me to shut up. You think they wanted me on that case? The feds were scared of that. They were scared of the fact that Smith was engaging in judicial misconduct on a grand scale. Just like Elena Kagan, under U.S. code, she helped write a solicitor general and lobbied to Congress in interrogatories for the takeover Obamacare. She is now sitting in judgment of her legislation, totally illegal. This is going to take over trillions of dollars a year of our economy. And you've got this creature, this fraud. Sotomayor has been caught ruling on cases that she ruled on previously. The case of the firefighters. They don't care. Just like Obama launches wars and says he doesn't need U.S. approval, congressional approval, he's got the U.N. That's so illegal. That's so treasonous. The word treason doesn't cover it. It's just beyond treason. That's why I pull my hair out on air. Because it's so ridiculously over the top. Like Corzine caught perjuring. Of course he ordered the $2 billion transferred. Of course he stole it. Of course he's been caught. Months ago the head of the CME group over it all was in the meetings, said Corzine ordered it. He's been caught now. The memos are public. He ordered it. He's not clapped in irons. Because the Justice Department is a bunch of crooks that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They're a bunch of criminals. Don't you get it? We're all in danger. All right, I'm already digressing. Listen. A couple years ago, out of all the hundreds of good militia groups out there, it's part of the Constitution. I support them. Any militia groups that attack me for saying this, you have to look at them for being infiltrated and run by feds. Because when I explain to militias, how to not get infiltrated, how to not get set up, I always get attacked with a straw man that I'm attacking the institution of the Republic's militia based on the Swiss or Dutch model that I'm totally for, totally support. Anytime I talk about the militia, I get attacked by militias, and it turns out those militias are infiltrated or run by feds. A year before Hatari was set up, I watched video of members of it dressed up like clowns and saying clownish things, and I said, that is directly out of central casting. That is federally produced, like Adam Gadon, the grandson of the head of the ADL, being the leader of Al-Qaeda, uploading the video in the same resolution as the Al-Qaeda bug with the Pentagon bug, Intel Center bug. I said, that's a staged government operative. I told you the U.S.-born, number three in Al-Qaeda, Anwar al-Awlaki, meaning the Pentagon. I mean, I told you that before it was in the news that he worked for the Pentagon. I know scripted bad actors when I see them. I know the M.O. The CIA is good at hiring good directors to make propaganda films, but they're not good at producing them themselves. It looks like a high school play. And I saw this, and out of hundreds, of, well, now it's thousands of militias, I said, that Hatari is infiltrated and is going to get set up. And then, of course, I got attacked because I hit a little close to the bone, didn't I? This type of precision is not appreciated, is it? And, of course, it's not really precision. It's like watching Laurel and Hardy. I guess that's, compared to the general public, though, that is precision, being able to find my nose. I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face. 1 + 1 = 2. I'm a genius. I guess in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. They set him up. And I said, I'll guarantee you, of the dozen or so that have been arrested, multiple members, probably the leader or the number two, are feds. And they'll have to drop part of the case up front to get some of them out, but then try to go after some they can trick into confessing to something they haven't done. Boom, that starts. Because I've watched it hundreds of times. Now, I'm here warning militias. If you're meeting secret and somebody's saying, let's get ready to fight the government and let's build bombs to test, that's a fed. 99% of the time, getting ready to send you to the pen and to put it on the news that you were planning to kill people for propaganda to make police think everybody that's for the Second Amendment's their enemy. I said, why are you wearing Southeast Asian camo from the 1960s and going around calling yourself a general or an admiral because you own a bass boat? Why don't you go wear a suit and tie and declare yourself part of the civil defense militia of the Second Amendment and try to organize block captains and be mainstream and be sharp and have, that's what they're scared of. That's why they created fake militias, to act clowny on the news so that real military and police and others don't want to join it. They're absolutely scared of you doing a militia right. And when I talk about this, folks, I'll be attacked by dozens of groups. And that's when you know, oh, you're a federal operative? Okay. Because, you know, they don't want the actual blueprint they're scared of here. This is like stake in the heart of the vampires you're hearing right now. And then, yeah, if you're doing some training, then it's got to be camo specific for the area you're in instead of acting like clowns. You know, let yourself be a military history and shooting club. Things like that. Things that the Appleseed Project, getting everybody into the Second Amendment. Making it a big tent, making it fun, not hiding, creeping around. The good guys aren't hiding and creeping around. The good guys aren't. The good guys are also running for sheriff to be the real leader of the county militia. The real leaders aren't acting like your secret agents hiding out. And it's like kids playing Batman and Robin, because that's what most militias do, because that's the meme that the globalist operatives put out first and through TV, which you then take on and believe is the model. So I told you they would shut down Hatari. I told you that it was completely fake. And then they released the tapes, driving to a machine gun shootout event, contest. The Fed is prodding them about, what do they start arresting people? What do they do all this? Well, we'll have to defend ourselves and fight the New World Order. You know, the leader of it, who's a good guy. The evidence shows. And they, I mean, how many guests do we have on about, I hope it doesn't have to go to physical like our forebears? Sheriff Mack, Ron Paul, The list goes on and on. I mean, anyone having a real discussion, what do you think the American people are buying 5 million guns a month for? The national surveys say they're not getting drug off to the FEMA center. They're not going to the Superdome. They're not taking inoculations. It ain't happening. So don't stick your hand in that badger hole. We're fighting to not get a civil war going while the scumbag bankers sit offshore. How about we just expose the bankers and start arresting them, which is beginning. That's why they're all resigning literally 90%+ in the last 6 months and running to Australia, New Zealand, Cook Islands, armored redoubts in the Virgin Islands. I mean, they're building barbed wire electrified fences with 10-man security teams there. This is on the news. Why do you think they're running to Paraguay, the Bushes, and others? The globalists have committed crimes that are so ridiculous, we've started to get the upper hand. People know there's a new world order. People are buying guns. They hate the UN. They hate carbon taxes. All their hoaxes are falling. You people can't believe, though, that we could win. They can't believe that America is about winning. That's why they jack our food and water with fluoride to dumb us down, because they're scared of us. They know we've got the fighting spirit. They know everybody that came here through adversity. They know. They're afraid of us. They're so scared you're going to go to the city council and the police chief and everybody else and sweep away the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, demonization of patriots. They know you've got the moral authority. They know you've got the strength. They know you've got the leadership. They know you've got the courage. They know you've got it all. So they're constantly trying to set up militias, always with the same narrative of they were training to kill cops. Nobody's training to kill cops. Everybody's hoping that the cops are smart enough to not march against the American people. Everybody's hoping that we can identify the real enemy together as Americans and come together and break this trance and break the New World Order's hold over us like Nineveh did and get a reprieve. I'm fighting in the info war. I'm making zero preparation for physical because I will sacrifice myself to this system. I'm ready to be destroyed. I'm ready to be tortured. I'm ready to be imprisoned. But I am an example and a light in the night to others, and that's my job. But don't say that Paul Revere didn't ride. All of you are Paul Revere's. Instead of just waiting and polishing your guns and waiting for somebody to come and you're going to kill the first person that comes, don't do that. Reach out to people now. Get involved now. Put 100 times the energy into the info war that you've put into preparations for physical war. And for heaven's sakes, police, if you don't research this info, you're insane. Because the globalists do have on the books a planned civil war where they're just going to let us kill each other for a couple years. It's in the IMF World Bank documents. They've done it in third world countries. And then everybody will beg for martial law after that. Because of we do not need to go there. This republic can only fall from within. Heaven's sake. So here it is. And I told you they'd set them up. I told you it would happen. I told you from the affidavits that were later released, they didn't do anything. They said, yeah, we may have to have physical, war with these criminals. I mean, I've said on air, nobody's given me a forced inoculation. Nobody's taken my kids. And I don't say that as some tough guy either. I just, as a man, have to tell you, I'm done negotiating with terrorists. I'm done. And you know what? The American people are done, too. And the military is awakening at an explosive rate. But again, Atari acquitted in federal terrorism case, but they're going to go after them, same model, firearms offenses. The guns aren't illegal. They're going to say they're illegal because they were in the commission of crime, but they've been acquitted of the crime. Watch them do the same thing they did to the Davidians. All they did was engage in their free speech that's covered under the Declaration of Independence. Why did the Philadelphia Inquirer, why did the BBC 6 months ago say, should the Declaration of Independence be banned? Is the Declaration of Independence illegal? If you think I'm joking and just tuned in, just search that. You'll get major newspapers. And they said, maybe we should ban the Declaration of Independence. It says the people have a right. When a government becomes destructive of basic human rights, we have a right and a duty to throw it off. Of course the federal government wants to ban the founding document of the country. Because you got a right to defend yourself against a tyranny. Did people have a right to defend themselves against Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro? You bet they do. And our own media is now attacking the Declaration of Independence because they're stinking, traitor, usurper criminals. And anybody out there too stupid to not understand, now's the time to choose sides. Do you stand with George Washington and Patrick Henry? Do you stand with your ancestors and our veterans of the last 235 years? Do you stand with the Republic and common sense? Or do you stand with John Corzine, Obama, the New World Order, George Soros, the New World Order? All this open scum who's openly trying to sell poison into the veins of this country. Choose!
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
A few thousand globalists manipulate 7 billion people. They do it through slick propaganda and manipulation, and they do it through the population believing what they're told on the surface. So, you need the police to think of camouflage-wearing gun owner rednecks as terrorists when they're the salt of the earth. What do? You infiltrate the groups, get them to say stupid things on the record, and you try to set them up and call it terrorism to roll out a new war against the American people. And every time the globalists do this, because they're disconnected from reality, all it does is wake more people up. So I told you years ago they would set up Atari. I told you that it was a setup, that they weren't guilty, but they had been foolish. And I told you they would probably be mistrial, or they would go after them on gun charges, right on all fronts, on record. And Rob Dew is digging up all the video clips of that for the Nightly News tonight, in case you missed me predicting all of that. Now, also what I predicted, and I want to tell people out there listening, you can learn to know all this stuff too. The globalists follow handbooks. Once you learn their tricks, you know the playbook. Sometimes they throw a curveball, but that's in the playbook too. Italian newspaper, the reported shooter of the Jewish children over in France, was French intelligence asset. The Jerusalem Post also confirms that Mossad was ordered to let him into Israel, and he was basically French intelligence. No kidding. This guy's going back and forth to Afghanistan. This guy's being protected. His girlfriend said he was talking about violence. She went and warned the police. Nothing was done. I mean, folks, I can hardly travel to Europe now because of what I politically do. Aaron's girlfriend couldn't even get into the U.S. to see him because they had her in a database. No criminal record. And they said, oh, you're with Alex Jones and Ron Paul. And she's like, well, no. I'm not, but I know Alex Jones. Ron Paul sent you. We're screaming at her. This actually happened in Chicago. But this guy can just run around everywhere he wants. The head of the 7/7 bombings, it came out even on Fox News. MI6, the underwear bomber, got on the plane by the government. Major Hassan, protected by military intelligence, 2 years. This all came out. It's the same story. And I told you, I said, they're going to end up blowing him up inside there. He's going to end up dying. Just like in the Madrid bombings of 2003, that it came out in the Spanish news was staged. That was confirmed. That actually backfired because the Spanish are not that naive. Got to hand it to the folks in Spain. They didn't buy it, and it came out, it was staged. They just killed some innocent patsy. Now it's come out, and this is in Associated Press, that someone else shot video of him doing the killings of the children. Of course, that's the intelligence ops. Like the video of the first plane hitting the World Trade Center. And no one says who shot it. You'd think that person would be super famous. Like Zapruder. No, you don't know who shot it. See, this is how they operate. And it's for Sarkozy's re-election and got him a big boost. Now it looks like he'll probably win. Dominique Strauss-Kahn got set up by French intelligence on record. With a fake hooker that just came into his room as the cleaning lady. Totally made it up. We told you that was fake. This is what they're doing. And it's the same thing. They want us. They want law enforcement hating gun owners and conservatives and militias, so they stage events to demonize them. They want the French people at each other's throats, so they stage this, confirmed, all the earmarks. And then you've got the Trayvon Martin thing. They got protests here in Austin. It's all about hating white people, just like the lacrosse thing was a big setup and made up. Turned out it was all made up. It's to get everybody at each other's throats. And when I say the Trayvon Martin thing is a hoax, we don't know the truth of what happened. The point is the whole media frenzy has manufactured it. You know, you got tens of millions of blacks aborted in this country. All the rest of it, all the black leaders aren't worried about that. One guy. And I get the point that walking while black is not illegal, like driving while black. The point is that it's all about divide and conquer so the bankers can sit back and manipulate us off against each other. Learn their moves.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.